Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I do love, like, the subtlety and the creativity of writing a song about what is clearly an act, a physical act, but to
describe it. But he said, I can see paradise by the dashboard lights.
Depends where one is sitting, I suppose.
Right. Why wouldn't it be experience paradise?
I don't know, Brian. You'll have to ask Meatloaf.
He could have been sitting there just looking.
Real question, is Meatloaf still alive? He was a bigger fella.
He's not here.
All right. Hey, Mac, get in here. It's game time. All right. Yesterday, Lanville, honestly, you had to be shocked that I did not get... I'm very easily distracted. And yesterday, we really needed to discuss...
You were distracted, though.
The Cowboys-Commanders game, because it was a disaster. But Jeff and AMAC, come in here. I'm going to try to control you two. All right, Jeff and AMAC started having this huge fight about what was the worst loss, the Giants' loss to the Broncos or the Commanders' loss to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Both were terrible losses. Let's not try to dress it up, right? Yeah. Now, for those like B. Mitch who are unaware of AMAC, his first name is Anthony. I assume your last
name. I found that out yesterday.
Yes. I assume your last name starts with M, with Mac. What's your last name, Anthony?
Mick Barnett? Yes.
All right.
I would have never got that.
I would not have gotten that.
I would have got McDonald or something like that.
All right. AMAC is the producer of the Chris Russell Show. You can listen to that every day on Team 980 starting at 2 o'clock. Is that correct?
Well, yeah.
All right. Sure. Tell the people your Twitter handle.
Starts at 1.
Does it? All
yes.
these years?
No, because we're on at 1.
We're on at 1.
Yeah.
No, you just try to get him to talk past 1.
Yeah, I've
and
heard
he's fallen
before.
For it many a time.
I've heard this bit before, so I decided
it's
to
it's not
agree
a bit
there.
Because he'll be on the show at 102.
He blames shit. He says Kevin goes till 102 anyway, so he's got time. Tell everybody your Twitter handle. Let's pump you up a little here.
It's @ant_major_major.
You know how I feel about underscores, correct?
No, I don't.
They're stupid.
Okay.
Also, I don't know why. I hope everything's okay. You have a big Band-Aid on your head.
Yes.
Are you good?
I'm fine.
You bumped the head?
Okay. I'm fine.
Okay.
Or is it just like a zit?
No. Somebody tried to rob me with a paper. With a piece of paper, actually.
Wait, what?
Really?
Yeah, and gave me a paper cut.
Hold on.
Wait.
What?
Explain that.
I'm joking. Okay.
No.
All right. That was completely a joke.
Okay.
We were going to get to the bottom of that.
We're off and running with AMAC here. So, AMAC, you and here.
Hold on, JP. AMAC is not going first. I'm on this show every day.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But this is not happening.
Hang on. Let me just set everything up. Okay.
Cool.
Commanders had a terrible loss on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They got doubled up. They got blown out by their division rival, arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. It was a very one-sided affair. Their defense was terrible. The New York football Giants went out to Denver. Cost me a bunch of money because I like the Broncos laying the points here. the Giants looked like they had a win locked up.
In hand, in bag.
The Giants were up 26-8 in the fourth quarter and proceeded to lose that game in regulation.
With 5 minutes to go. 26-8
with 5 minutes to play.
It was 26-8 with 5 minutes?
Yeah, just over 5 minutes.
How the hell they scored that many points?
Lost the game
minutes?
In regulation and had the opportunity. They took the lead back. When they gave the lead up, all of a sudden they were up 26-8. It went 30-26 Broncos. The Giants scored to make it 32-30, and the kicker missed the extra point. All right? That would have given me a win in the 33 pool, by the way. Missed the extra point, which allows Denver to go down the field and make a field goal, not to tie, but to win the game. These are both terrible losses in different fashions.
Yeah.
Jeff Walker, who's on our show every day, a beloved member of J-Dogs Forever, at Jeff2Funny, no underscores, I'll point out. Jeff contends the Giants had the worst loss on the day.
Yes, JP. And AMAC over here, Mr. McBarnett, keeps saying, were we supposed to win that game? It's not what you were supposed to do. It's what was going on during the game between quarter one and quarter four. You guys shut them out. I think I sent you the screenshot. 0-0-0, three quarters, 33. That is horrible. And he's over here lying, talking about he got a paper cut. No, he got that Band-Aid on his head because he was banging his head on the wall because he couldn't believe what was going on. And talk about, look, one thing about ours, we got it handed to us over four quarters, and it was just like an influx of bad things that just happened one short period of time. Y'all literally had the game in hand. All you had to do was just control the ball. 5 minutes, 30 points, 33 points. Horrible. Y'all had a worse loss than we did.
Is it my go now?
It's your turn. Anthony McFarland?
McBarnett.
McBarnett.
There we go. There we go. I knew this was coming.
I got you right, didn't I?
Yeah. You got me.
I would have never thought that name, but I got you.
So this is my whole thing, right? The question was, which was the worst loss? I think that for me, I guess as a Giants fan, coming into the season and then going into that game, there was no thought of playoffs. There was no thought of us being able to contend with probably, arguably, one of the best defenses in the NFL with a rookie quarterback, without our top receiver, and with a lot of questions on this team. Now, we have talent, but throughout the season, we just haven't put it together as a team. For the Commanders coming into the season, there was a lot of talk within this office about Super Bowls, NFC championships, and to get not just lose, but to lose terribly to a team that no one has in that echelon of like top teams in the NFL. You get whooped by the Dallas Cowboys.
They're the number one scoring offense.
Walking away with, but no one's looking them as a good team. Like, no one's saying Dallas is going to win a Super Bowl. And they look like they could have against you.
They have the number one scoring offense.
My whole point is, as a Giants fan, with my expectations entering the season and entering that game, I can walk away hopeful. I have a quarterback who looked decent, who was able to put up 26 points on one of the better defenses in the NFL. We were able to compete and, you know, push a team who was 4-2 just coming off a win against the Eagles. And we just came off a win against the Eagles. We were able to compete with this team, a better defense in Denver. I understand it was a bad loss. I'm not going to Hold on. I didn't interject with you. I'm not going to sit here and
hit you with the hold on.
I didn't.
Don't say he just been rapping for like 30
let
minutes.
Let him finish his point.
I'm going into that, like, after that game, there's reason for me to be hopeful as a Giants fan. I think with the Commanders, there's no way you can say that going into that game, after this game, you still have NFC championships thoughts in your head. You still have a good playoff contending team in your head. Everything that I thought about the Giants before that game is still on the line, if not more, based on how we played in that game.
All right, before you use the entire segment, you were just happy when y'all came in here and y'all beat the Eagles.
Yeah.
You was looking up. Yeah. So for you to say we're going into here with this 4-2 team, it doesn't count. You just beat the defending Super Bowl champs a week before. And for y'all defense to give up that many points in one quarter, how can you have hope? Yeah, you got it for the offensive side of the ball. And when you talk about us not being able to score, dude, we didn't have none of our first starting wide receivers, bro. We had a guy that we drafted. I mean, not drafted, we that only- we picked up this week. And we got him out there. Y'all defense has not been that bad or that horrible over the past couple of years. Y'all have pass rush. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But when we played y'all gave us bump. But to give up 33 points in one quarter.
It's backwards.
To give up 33 points in one quarter. It's bad.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's not bad.
It's worse than what we did.
It's a historic loss. Like, I think everyone's going to be talking about our loss a lot more.
And nobody's not
going
to talk about ours.
But I think you have to put on the line the context of the teams.
Well, from this show, we understand how last season went. I know everyone in here, we're not expecting to go back to the NFC Championship, but we had hope. This season, if they could have gotten better.
Did you think that you guys were going to beat the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Did you think the Giants were going to beat the Broncos?
Bro, it's week to week.
Answer the question. Did you think the Giants were going to beat the Broncos?
Did I think?
No.
Do I know it was possible? Yes, it's football. Any dog can have his day.
And it was possible for three quarters. It was never possible for you guys.
So what is the difference between y'all beating the Eagles and y'all playing the Broncos? Are the Broncos a significantly better team than the Eagles?
I think you're trying to move the goalposts here. I'm not trying to say that.
All right. I think we've given you both ample opportunity.
No, we need more.
All right. So AMAC's a Giants fan. White Brian's also a Giants fan.
Yes.
Clearly, AMAC thinks the Skins loss is worse. Jeff thinks the Giants loss is worse. White Brian, where do you land?
In a vacuum, the Giants' loss was worse on Sunday, but in the grand scheme of things, yeah, the Commanders are expected.
We're in a damn vacuum.
Compete for a Super Bowl. This was the best case scenario for the Giants. You want Jackson Dart to look great, and you want to lose.
Quick question: aren't all teams competing for a Super Bowl when they come into the regular season? What team?
Ideally, yes.
Yeah. So, if y'all are not competing, and we picked second last year too. So you got to keep those things in mind too. We know
you're talking
it's
about the year before this recent one.
Yeah, and we were not even projected last year. We were not supposed to do what we did last year. It was nobody had us going 12 wins. Everyone had us picking top 5 last year.
These dudes yap.
My bad.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Go ahead, White Brian. You wanted
the Commanders around the industry were expected to be there at the end. The Giants were expected to fire their head coach by the sixth week of the season.
Y'all should still fire him.
Today.
I think he's garbage.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who had the worst loss on Sunday? Commanders get blown out by the Cowboys, or the Giants give up a major lead on the road to the Broncos? I mean, there was some historical
stuff. I didn't know they scored
that
many points in 5 minutes, though.
Yeah.
That is atrocious.
So, I'm going to let people weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
I want B to answer who he thinks had the worst loss. We're going to do that when we return.
You can answer this one. I ain't answering this one. I don't really care. They both lost. They both are terrible.
I
looked at the scores and I said, Tanner, the Giants are going to beat the damn Broncos.
Yeah.
And then I walked downstairs and they say, man, the Broncos won. I'm like, it wasn't much time on the clock. They were up by like 19 points. I don't know. That's just tough. You got to get the ball back. That's what I'm saying. They scored, got it back, scored. That's your offense had to be bad too down the stretch.
Yeah, interception by Jackson Dart, followed by a three and out.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I felt the Commanders lost more than anybody.
800-636-1067. Who had the worst loss, Commanders or Giants? They're both awful. They're just different types of awful. Like some of those girls you dated in college. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Singing about robots. Shout out to Styx. Also, my boy Mathers says, to be fair to Meatloaf, we should play Bat Out of Hell. I don't know if we got that, but we'll give Jeff a... Where the hell is Jeff?
Jeff gone.
Jeff and AMAC, this is their segment. Now they're just gone. Is White Brian still over there? I can't see him in this studio now. He's still there. Thanks for the wave, bud. Phone lines are lit. The Commanders got blown out on Sunday. They got doubled up by the Dallas Cowboys. Disaster. The Giants, however, had a 28-6 lead with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter and ended up losing 33-32.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the answer to this is the Giants, especially because if the kid just makes the extra point, you're at least going to overtime. But getting blown out sucks too.
No. We keep saying if the kid makes the extra point. How about you don't let people score 30-something points in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is where, like, the head coach, he goes off on the kid. Get out of my face. I don't want to see you. You make me sick. Your offense didn't do much. You didn't run time off the damn clock. And your defense, on the flip side, you let people go down the field like a hot knife through butt on you. So it's easy to blame that one little play. He should have never had to come down to that.
So I tweeted out very simply, who had the worst loss Sunday? Commanders get blown out. The Giants choke one away. In, I don't know how long this has been up. About 10 minutes, we got over 500 votes. 65% say Commanders blown out. 35% say Giants choke. I texted my boys, my neighborhood guys, text Greg, because it's mostly Skins fan, but there's a Giants fan in there.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Papa, you know Pop, said, the Giants, that was an epic collapse. Their loss is different. My boy KB said, they're both the same but different. The Giants were already irrelevant. Now Washington is. It's more dramatic in the moment for them, but more depressing, meaningful for Washington for the year.
The year's not over.
Year's not over, KB. Let's hit these phones. Derek is in Lynchburg. Derek, which loss was worse?
Hey, fellas. Well, I do think both are pretty bad. I would definitely say that if any team in the NFL gives up 30-some points in 5 minutes of play, that's the worst loss possible. And in the grand scheme of things, it does mean more to Washington to lose that game. But if we're talking about what we're expecting out of any given team in the National Football League, giving up 30 points in 5 minutes is definitely more embarrassing.
Yeah. Thanks, bud. Appreciate the call. That's one vote, Giants, as White Brian and AMAC stare at each other longingly. David is in Centerville. Dave, which loss was worse?
Hey, guys. So, yeah, our loss was bad. We got blown out by the Cowboys, of all people. But number one offense, first a bad defense that we had. Injuries all around the offense. The writing was kind of on the wall. Obviously, it doesn't make it better. But the Giants were up 19-0 going into that fourth quarter. And AMAC said a historic loss. So those are his words. That's a worse loss to me. Now, obviously, I don't care about the worst loss. I hate losing to Dallas. But it's easily the Giants for me to go out like that. And like B-Mitch said, you can blame the kicker. But no one's talking about, obviously, the defense giving up 33 points and Dart throwing an awful pick right to the linebacker with 5 minutes left. He doesn't throw that never happens. So, Giants, without a doubt. Thanks, guys.
Two votes, Giants.
He did say historical.
He said historic. Listen, sadly, I've covered Washington getting their ass kicked in Dallas a bunch. Nothing historic about that. Zach is in Stafford. Zach, what's the worst loss?
Hey, guys. I would say the Commanders, mainly because the results of that game, while it was a bad loss, those injuries are going to come to bite us in the butt later down the line, including next week, because best player on a shoddy defense is now gone. So, and Jaden, who's already banged up, is now more banged up. So I feel like it's just going to affect us for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. I mean, also not wrong. Sadly, there's no real wrong answer because both these losses sucked. Landfill's best friend, Charlie, in College Park. Charlie, who had the worst loss?
No, not even the contest, not even the discussion, the Giants. I've watched a lot of football, played a lot of football. At the professional level, you give up that many points in one quarter and lose a game like that, I'm sorry. You know, Washington was a bad loss. Okay, forget that, man. Giants, are you pros or not? For me, it's not even an argument. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, man. Chuck. Landfill, did you vote? Giants or Commanders? Who had the worst loss?
Yeah, I think it was the Giants.
I do too. let's go to, our guy Jupe is on the line in the Jupe. DMWV. What up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, JP, it is a wrong answer because if you don't choose the Giants in this one, do you not understand what the Broncos said? They said out of 48 minutes, I only need 5 at the end of the game to whoop your tail. BTA. And for that to happen, that means...
And 60 minutes, Drew. 60 minutes.
Huh?
It's 60 minutes.
Oh, 50 minutes. My bad. 50 minutes.
60.
Yeah. My bad. But yeah, you get what I'm saying. Like, they scored. The offense got the ball. They stopped them 3-and-out, 4-and-out, whatever. Scored again. Like, yeah, that's the worst. That's worse. Our loss hurt, too, because we got injuries. Timothy got hurt. But, man, 5 minutes to give up 33, that's crazy. That's all I got for you.
Hey, Joop, can I ask you a quick question while we have you?
Sure.
Since you have moved to West Virginia, do you still listen to us on the radio, or do you now have to use the app? Like, does the radio work out there?
No, the radio don't work. Once you get up, like, when you're going up 270, once you get to about Clarksburg, it starts going out. So I got to switch to the app or YouTube.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you, bud.
I said not least, in no the DMV. Problem.
You got plenty of options to watch, listen, whatever you want. Thank you. And B-Mitch does all claim right. that West Virginia is not in the DMV.
If you can't listen to the damn regular radio, you're not in the DMV.
Despite the popular acronym DMWV.
You're the only person that has that. Nothing else does.
Franco's in D.C. Frank, who had the worst loss, New York or Washington?
New York, you know why, man? Listen, we knew we was losing the game. We knew we was on the down struggle. But I looked at the Giants. They was over there eating popcorn, talking to each other, talking about what they're going to do tonight with 5 minutes left. They thought they had it. That's horrible. When you're up by 18 points, it's the fourth quarter. You're over there talking. I was watching. They was talking, laughing, getting high fives, wearing big gold chains, and look what they left with.
Mm. There you go.
There they are.
Thank you, Franco.
That's what I – all right.
Appreciate you, man. Jeff is in D.C. Jeff, who had the worst loss on Sunday?
I think this is a no-brainer. It's the Commanders. You look at expectations coming into the year. Commanders were at least a playoff team. The Giants, I mean, I would be more optimistic if I was a Giants fan, not defensively, obviously. But they fired the defensive coordinator. I think he should have been gone a while ago after that Dallas game. And their quarterback looks great. So which team is really in the worst position right now going forward this year? The Giants or Washington? I mean, Washington, the injuries, Jaden Daniels, all the injuries at receiver. They just came out of that game feeling horrible, much worse than going into that game. So it was just a bad loss. I get it, but the injury, like the Jaden injuries to be exact. So I go with Washington on that one.
All right, man. Appreciate the call.
Listen, I know people are saying what looks good. Who threw the damn interception late in the game for them to go down and score?
Dart.
Okay. So let's not like just glossing over that. And they have five pass rushers or four on that team, right? They're supposed to be a good defensive team.
Do you know how
team.
Mad Brian Burns was that they were dropping eight and not rushing the passer late in that game? He like cursed out the.
Yeah.
I mean, hold on, White Brian. How mad are Giants fans right now at their defense coordinator? Don't they want Shane Bowen run out of town on a rail?
Yeah, it's insane. He hasn't been fired yet.
Burns, Thibodeau, what's the new guy? The guy from Penn State, Carter,
Abdul Carter,
and
Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence. You basically have a top. This is supposed to be a top notch defense. And I understand Washington was horrible. But you go into those games where you basically know this ain't our day. You were 5 minutes away, and all of a sudden they made that pass rush group look like chopped liver. That's bad too. And then the great one, Jackson Dart, threw the damn interception late in the game. And I understand what it may look like for Washington at this point. This season isn't over. It still could look good. They still got Jaden Daniels going forward. Still looks good for them. But last year made a lot of people completely forget about the fact that they just built that. That fell together for them real good. They were no different than the other ones.
B. Mitchell Finley.
What was the fine? The fine come out yet? I haven't heard that. That's what I want to know.
The fine for what?
For the coach going into the blue tent.
I don't think they got fined for it, which I think is crazy, but I don't think they got fined.
If they didn't get fined for that, then the league is full of stuff.
The league office is in New York. If you're on hold, stay there. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Got Barstool Nate joining us at 1 o'clock. Ugh.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unlike Meatloaf. B. Mitchell Finley.
But they won't!
106.7 The Fan. It's a simple question. And let's be clear, this is loser talk to debate who had the worst loss.
Very much
because both teams lost.
Yeah.
Washington got their ass kicked, and New York gave one away in historic fashion.
Yeah.
But it is kind of interesting because they're division opponents, and because Jeff and AMAC started screaming about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the people that follow me on Twitter, there's probably a lot of Burgundy and Gold fans.
True.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
But we've got 1,000 votes in. And 66% say Washington getting blown out was worse than the Giants choking. We got a couple more callers here before we get to Nate Dogg. Let's go to Big G in Sterling. What's up, Big G?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing?
We good, man.
We're good, dude.
I want to say one thing. We got punched in our mouth. These guys was winning. And they dropped the ball. So what's the worst clothes? Them or us? Left hand up. I know y'all guys.
Hi, bro.
Hey, Big G, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yo, what's up at the Buffalo Wing Factory in Sterling? I love that place.
Oh, that zone is amazing.
Yeah. Can you tell them I say hi?
Their whole voice changed right there. That joint is amazing.
I love that place. Tell them I say hello.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Big G.
Yes, sir, I will.
Thanks,
all right,
dude.
Brother. Take care, man.
Ed is in Potomac. Ed, who's got the worst loss this Sunday? The Giants or the Commander?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Thanks for taking my call.
What up, brother?
And on this beautiful Tuesday evening, nothing much. I'm going to tell you why the Giants had the worst loss. The question was, who had the worst loss on Sunday? It wasn't who came into this season with expectation that had the worst loss. So Giants fans, when they beat the Eagles, correct me if I'm wrong, y'all, they didn't poke their head. They looked like a daggone groundhog. Okay, they poked their head out a little bit and was like, yeah, we go to the playoffs. We can go to the playoffs. And then you go up. They really was at, what, 26-6 or something like that against the Broncos?
Mm-hmm.
And then they vomited. They vomited the game away. I'm going to tell you the example I'm going to give. You remember the year Kirk Cousins and then the Redskins? I think they were down by like 3 or 4 touchdowns coming into the second half. And then all you heard was, whoop, whoop, just touchdown after touchdown after touchdown drive. Now, I can't remember if that was against the Bucks or Vikings or whoever it was. You don't think that team thinks the same thing the Giants fans are saying right now? Hey, exactly. That's when you like that happen.
Yeah.
So, what I'm trying to say is the Giants loss was the worst. I don't care what anybody says. You can't be winning a game and vomit on yourself. Because I'm not cleaning you up now.
I'm not. You're going to land. Thanks for taking my call. Give me my beer.
Hey, you know, you got a point. Like, this is how it seems. The Giants seemed like they had won the girl. They were about to walk out the house with her to go to the prom. And the dude met her at the door. She changed her mind and went with him. That's how that seemed. You all dressed up to put a, got your little boutonniere on. You gave her a little corsage. And she said, oh, I'm going with him. She walks out with him. How'd that feel?
It's tough. It's tough.
The other one, dude, beginning of the year, he say, like the commander, she going to be with me. I'm going with her. And she already with him. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, man. It's both losses suck. The Giants.
They do.
Like on a national level, Washington gets boat raced. The story is Jaden got hurt. You know, the highlights make Football Night in America that night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, damn, Washington, all these injuries are getting to him. You hope Jaden's okay. When the highlights hit from the Giants-Broncos game, everybody's like, oh, my God.
They lost that game?
How'd they lose?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's a loss of epic proportions.
Historical.
Honestly, not that it's the exact same because of, it was never really one-sided one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to me, the Commanders' loss to the Bears is worse because they had it. And then they gave it away.
There you go. That game was very similar.
Like the Commanders' loss to the Bears, to me, is worse mm-hmm. than the loss to the Cowboys. But if you're looking big picture, the Cowboys' loss exposes much bigger problems.
Yeah. But we just asked a question about the particular game. And this is what proves the point. All the Giants fans started talking about what was the overall look and looking forward. They forgot about the game. See what I'm saying?
Totally. I think Giants fans are really excited about the possibilities going forward, right? But that's a brutal loss. Also, so, I mean, we've talked at length about Washington's upcoming schedule. For the Giants, their next six games be mm-hmm. at Philly, home against the Niners, at the Bears, home against the Packers, at the Lions, at the Patriots.
That's just as bad.
About to get real interesting for Jacksonville.
Yes.
Although Dart was really good in Denver. That was his best game by far. Now he had the pick.
Yeah, but he better stop running around crazy, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
There's going to be a coach say he wants to run around. Let's see if he really wants to do that.
Right.
And it's not anything illegal. Because, you know, he runs around. He's very reckless. Somebody going to catch him.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. When we return, Barstool Nate's going to join the program. Barstool Nate is a good friend of mine, and I fear he's going to drive Brian and I absolutely crazy.
I may not be here this segment.
Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.